The real story of your life is not about what you accomplished, but about who you became in partnership with God. And once you start living like that, every season counts, even the ones that break you, because they don't just make you stronger, they make you closer to Him.
Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith.
There are two kinds of people listening to this right now. Some of you may have a plan that completely fell apart. You did everything you knew to do, and somehow it still broke. You're standing in the aftermath, trying to make sense of what's left. And others of you, you're not in crisis, you're just stuck. You're living a version of life that's smaller than what you pictured, that the pace feels slow, the growth feels invisible, and no matter how hard you try, you can't shake this thought, I should be further than this. Whichever one you are, I need you to hear this. This season still matters. It's not just punishment. It's not proof that you've missed it. It's training. And it's not the kind of training that looks glamorous because it's not supposed to. It's the kind that builds the unseen things: character, endurance, maturity, dependence. God's not trying to hold you back. He's trying to build something in you that actually can carry the future you keep asking for. The problem is, we measure seasons by what they produce in that moment, but God measures them by what they prepare in the future. So before you label this season as off track, look again. This could be the season that defines everything if you allow it to. Because the goal of life was never to just be successful or just arrive at the destination. It's formation. It's learning how to walk with God in such a way that every single thing, success, loss, waiting, or pain, becomes an invitation to partner with Him. Every season is training, but not just training to do better. It's training to see differently, to recognize His hands in what feels unfinished. He's not trying to just make you tougher. He's trying to draw you close enough that your identity no longer depends on outcomes, but intimacy. That's what makes life meaningful. Not what you build, but that you built it with Him. Because the real story of your life is not about what you accomplished, but about who you became in partnership with God. And once you start living like that, every season counts. Even the ones that break you. Because they don't just make you stronger, they make you closer to Him. I learned that around 24. It changed everything for me. Once I understood that God had a plan for my future, I stopped assuming the hard parts were evidence that I was off course. I started to realize they were just part of the plan. Each job, each uncomfortable stretch and failure, it all started to look like training grounds. And when I chose to see it that way, I stopped asking, why is this happening to me? Or stopped looking at things like they weren't good enough. And I just started asking, what is God building through this right now? That one shift gave meaning to pain. It turned frustration into focus, and it turned work into worship. Because when you decide that God can use everything, nothing feels wasted anymore. At that time, I was working as an admin at Good Life, which is just a big box gym. And I was making $11 an hour. To most people, it was just a low-paying job, but I knew it was more than that. I didn't come from money, and I didn't have a business degree or a master plan, but I had this deep conviction that every season had purpose. So I showed up like it mattered. Even on the days it didn't feel significant, I told myself, this is building something I will need later. That mindset changed everything. Eventually, I moved into a role as a financial manager at a nonprofit organization. And it sounded really good. It felt impossible. Every task was outside my comfort zone and my strengths. I prayed through every day. I mean, every single day and task. And some nights, honestly, I cried on the drive home. More than I'd like to admit. But for that season, I stayed because I'd already decided that every season had purpose and there was something for me to learn. Looking back, I can see it more clearly now. I was learning financial management, skills that would become essential when I eventually built my own business. So it wasn't punishment, it was preparation. God was giving me the tools before I knew I'd need them. That job felt like survival at the time, but it was a foundation. Then came another job down the road, a supervisor role at a larger gym that turned into management. For the first time, I carried the weight of people and leadership. I carried their expectations, their trust, their growth. Leadership will stretch every part of you. It will test what you say you believe, and that season did exactly that. I took it seriously. I journaled every night, what worked, what didn't, how I could lead better tomorrow. Some days I failed. A lot of days I failed, actually. And some days I got it right, but I never stopped showing up or caring. I remember one afternoon while I was at the gym, a member asked me, "So what do you actually want to do with your life after this?" They didn't mean it harshly, but it stopped me in my tracks. Because I was so proud of where I was, because I found purpose in each day and each season of my life. And that moment taught me something important. You can't let someone else's version of important make you despise the season God's using to form you. If you stop honoring where you are, you stop being shaped by it. And that's the danger, missing the formation because you're busy chasing significance. Or just to feel good. Okay, then came 2020. In January, I took time to rest and pray, and I felt deep down something was about to change. I didn't know what it was, but I knew God was stirring something in me. Then the world shut down. Everything stopped because of COVID, and for the first time in years, I had space to breathe. And that's when I started to really lean in and creating again, experimenting, listening, letting God show me what was next instead of forcing it myself. By summer, Buy Two Fields was born. In the very first month we launched, I made $10,000 in sales. And honestly, that number wasn't what moved me. What moved me was recognition. I could finally see how every job, every tear, every late night had been training ground for this moment. The admin job taught me consistency. The financial manager role taught me responsibility, and the gym taught me leadership. Every piece had purpose. Every season was connected. Honestly, I was so overwhelmed with gratitude when I launched this business that I remember I would lie in bed at night and I couldn't sleep. I was just thanking God over and over again. I had my hand lifted to the ceiling and I was just overwhelmed with gratitude because I could see everything so clearly. And I would just whisper, "Thank you, Lord. I see it now. Thank you, Lord." Because what looked like was maybe random was actually alignment for something bigger. And that's when it hit me. The journey is the point. It's not about getting somewhere fast. It's about walking with God through everything, the confusion, the pain, the waiting, the rebuilding, and letting Him make something eternal out of it. Because what you build with Him is the only thing that will last beyond this life. When you learn to partner with God in the uncomfortable, you stop living for control and you start living for connection with Him. That's the beauty hidden in difficulty. It makes you need Him. It pulls you out of self-reliance. It replaces striving with trust because that is your only option. And once you've walked with Him through that kind of dependency, you can't go back to the shallow version of success again. That's what makes life meaningful, not the size of what you build, but that you build it with Him because the partnership is eternal. It's what carries into forever. So if you're in a season that feels slow, small, or like nothing you pictured, don't rush to get out right now. This isn't wasted time. It's sacred time. It's the place where God is shaping you for a future that still has hope and a purpose. No matter how old you are, no matter the season you're in, there is a future that still has purpose and hope. So let it mold you. Let it teach you. Let it pull you closer to Him, because this is where meaning is formed. This is where eternity starts to show itself. One day you'll look back and realize it wasn't about the promotions or the milestones that built your life. It was these moments, the quiet ones, the unseen ones, the ones where you decided to stay and partner with God anyway. You're not behind. You're being built. And one day you'll see how even this season was part of something so, so much bigger. You're in training for something bigger. So finish well.